This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Houthis, a gang, a warfare unit, a tribe, a threat. The Houthis have very good weapons provided by the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Houthis in the last year have interrupted global trade profoundly, charging much more now to get goods from Asia to Europe and Europe to Asia than ever was imagined. The Houthis have cut this route, and what is to be done? All of this in Cliff May's new column at the Washington Times. We have a new administration, but it's important to touch base with the previous administration because we didn't get into this overnight. This has been a long time coming. Cliff, a very good evening to you. The founder and president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies reminds me that within the early weeks of the Biden administration, a decision was made to move the Houthis from the foreign terrorist designation off of that list into what you'd have to say is just another local gang. Why did that happen? What's the background on that? Because the solution may be in there. Good evening to you.
Well, good evening to you, John. The Biden administration's reason or excuse for saying, oh, the Houthis, never mind, they're not a terrorist organization, when they blatantly were, they said, well, we need to get humanitarian aid into Yemen. It's a humanitarian crisis. If we take them off the terrorism list, it'll be much easier to do that. So we will. We'll just turn a blind eye to their terrorism and go ahead. There were also quite a few people in Congress, mostly on the Democratic side, who blamed the Saudis and the UAE or making war on the Houthi rebels. Again, these are rebels. There's a legitimate government. It's weak. It's not, and it doesn't, hasn't controlled the capital of Sana'a for quite some years. What they didn't kind of think, among the things they didn't think through, is you're giving the Houthis this reward by taking them off the terrorist list, and you're demanding nothing of them. That encouraged them to say, well, I guess we'll do whatever we want. We'll do more terrorism if we want. And the other thing is, yes, more aid can get in, but hey, might the Houthis want to steal that aid and utilize it themselves for their terrorists, for their armies? Might they want to sell it as a source of revenue? Gosh, what an idea. That didn't occur to them apparently then, just as it didn't occur to them later after Hamas launched a war against Israel. And the Biden administration said to the Israelis, you've got to get aid in quickly, even as you fight this war and even as you try to get your hostages out of the tunnels. Send aid in. Send in fuel, send in food. And of course, Hamas has the guns. Hamas will take it. And so the Israelis end up supplying their enemies in the midst of a war.
The question about the Houthis, they are now supplied by the Islamic Republic of Iran with good missiles and good drones. Mm-hmm. Did Iran find the Houthis to be a matter of convenience to resupply? Or was there a plan in place before the war? I can't tell if the Houthis were an accident of history or whether there was an overall thinking about how to use them.
I would say that the Islamic Republic of Iran, through the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and particularly its most elite wing, the Quds Force, which was commanded by Qasem Soleimani until in 2020, President Trump decided to eliminate him in an airstrike. He was setting up what is sometimes called a ring of fire in the region. Proxy militias, proxy terrorist organizations that would surround Israel and that would do the bidding of the Islamic Republic of Iran. That includes Hezbollah. It includes Hamas. It includes various Shia militias in Syria, Shia militias in Iraq, and then the Houthis as well. This was, don't forget, the Islamic Republic of Iran would say, we're spreading our revolution. They're spreading their hegemony. They are trying, they have been trying to establish an Islamic empire with Tehran as the capital of that, as a metropole, as we used to say about empires. That effort, of course, has been set back a lot, ironically, paradoxically, by the war that Yahya Sinwar, head of Hamas, launched, because Israel has done tremendous damage to Hamas, has decimated Hezbollah, the Assad regime, which was part of that empire, that has collapsed, and a very different regime is over there, not a friendly regime, not an anti-Islamist regime, but a very different regime, does not look to Iran, looks towards Turkey. So that's what it was. It's part of this. It's part of the ambitions, the proxies, the ring of fire of Tehran.
You have a recommendation. What is to be done about the Houthis? Now the Trump administration is aggressive in its new ideas. What is your thinking? What will work, Cliff?
It's really very simple. The Biden administration should have done it. They didn't. They weren't bold enough. So the President Trump should. Mostly the Biden administration has spent a lot of money, billions of dollars, putting Navy assets into the Red Sea, shooting down, intercepting the missiles that were being launched both at commercial shipping and at U.S. ships. Shooting arrows out of the air is technologically, it's a remarkable thing. The Navy gets credit for that. It's very expensive. It's strategically incompetent. You want to do two things or three things. One, instead of shooting the arrows, shoot the archers. We did some of that, not nearly enough. Two, there's targeting information coming to the Houthis. Who's it coming from? We know from an Iranian ship in the Red Sea, that ship should have holes in its hull and be taking on water. Should have happened a long time ago. Most important, what Biden should have done, what Trump should have done and should do now is say to the Iranian regime, you're sending these missiles and drones to the Houthis, using them. They're using them against our ships and against commercial shipping. You will stop. You have 24 hours to stop. If not, we will rubble all the factories in which you make those. No boots on the ground, just from the air, rubble the factories making drones and missiles. By the way, you can also hit ships that are delivering the missiles, quite a few of those. Talk to places like Oman, which may be helping the transshipment of missiles and drones, and tell them they've got to get out of that business. All of that, that shuts down the Houthis, at least in terms of what they're doing, which is violating one of the most fundamental of international laws, freedom of the seas, which the U.S. for generations has made a law, because a law is only a law if somebody will enforce it.
You mentioned that unless this happens, there's danger ahead. The Straits of Malacca, the Straits of Hormuz. What kind of danger? We have about a minute.
So in about a minute, what we're talking about, and there's a strait that's very narrow between the Red Sea and the Gulf, and lets you out into the Arab Gulf and into the Indian Ocean and beyond. So if the Houthis say that strait is now ours, it's our property, it's not international waters, there's no freedom, it's ours. The other two most strategic straits in the world are the Strait of Hormuz, and the Iranians have on more than one occasion said, we think that's ours, we're going to decide who goes through and who doesn't. And the other Strait of Malacca in the South China Sea. And Beijing has been also trying to say that's not international waters, that's ours. If the most strategic waterways in the world are taken over by despotic powers that are anti-American, it changes a lot in terms of both the world economy and the idea of what kind of world order we have, who leads it, and who makes the rules. In other words, it's not the U.S., it's Beijing, and other members of the axis of aggressors, including Tehran and including the Houthis.
Cliff May is the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing of the Houthis and what is to be done in his column at the Washington Times. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.